Zion Kislev, 7th of December, Rabbi Yitzhak Posen, Oilim v'Yoridim Boy.
Listener for many, many years, and I'm pleased to finally be able to take part myself. I wish you only continued hatzlacha. The Medrash says in this week's parsha that Yaakov's dream is actually a remez to Har Sinai. It says the Medrash, "Vayakalayim v'nei sulam zeh Sinai," but the ladder is like Har Sinai, mutzav arza, and it says that the ladder was standing on the ground. It's the same as Vayisiyatz v'besachti sahar, that Klal Yisrael was standing at the bottom of Har Sinai. V'roshem agiyah ha-shamayma, and when it says that the ladder reached up to Shamayim, that's an allusion to v'ha-har bar ba'esh adlev ha-shamayim, that the flames from Har Sinai reached up until Shamayim. Dabba'achai continues the Medrash, v'hinei sulam zeh Sinai. The word sulam, samach lamad mem, is the same gematria as the word Sinai. So what aspect of Kabbalah Satayra is it referring to that corresponds to the two things? And what lessons can we take from it for ourselves? The Gemara in Shabbos discusses what happened when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. The Gemara says that Moshe went up there, and the Malachim weren't very happy that he was there. And he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's going on? Why is a human here coming to take the Torah from us? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, give them an answer. Answer them what you're doing here. Moshe Rabbeinu answered, "Rabbeinu Shloim, Misyorian Yishemo Yisrufuni Behel Shevapihem. I'm afraid in case I get burned up by the hevel of their mouths." Kadosh Baruch Hu responded, "Achoyz v'kisei kavodi, v'chazar lahen tshuva." Hold on to the kisei hakavod and give them an answer. What are you going to tell them? Two questions. First of all, what is this hevel shevapihem that Moshe Rabbeinu was terrified from? And second of all, how is it going to help to hold on to the kisei hakavod? How will he be protected by that? There's another Gemara in Shabbos that says, "Omrei Shlakish, Mishum Rebbe Hilda Nesia, Ein ha'olam eskayim ela b'shvil hevel tzemeikah shabbos rabban." The world is only maintained by the hevel of the school children. Amalei Rapapa la'abaya, Rapapa says to Abaya, "Didivit et chamai, what about the learning of you and me?" You can't compare the learning of school children has no chet attached to it. They haven't done any averus. As the learning of you and me, even people on the level of Rapapa and Rabaya, that's got chet attached to it, and therefore it's not on the same level. The Radak in Sefer Ashrashim says the hevel of the Tzinehis and the hevel of the Malachim in the earlier Gemara is the same idea. Both of them is the Avodas Hashem. When it comes to the school children, it's their learning. When it comes to the Malachim, it's the Shiras v'Sishpachos. Therefore, we can understand why Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid to answer the Malachim. Because the Malachim are also aimed by Chet. Their Hevel has no Chet attached to it. And here's Moshe Rabbeinu coming along and saying, I want to bring the Torah down to Klal Yisrael, when they know full well there's going to be Chet there attached to what they're, to their Avodas Hashem. So if so, we have to understand what's the concept of the Kisei HaKavod. How's that going to help that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to hold on to the Kisei HaKavod? Before we answer that, we have to understand a bit deeper what it means, the hevel. The Radak carries on, and he says the hevel in those two places is the same as the pasuk in Keheles, "Havel habalim hakol hevel." It's futility. He explains this. Dabash einay klum. There's nothing to it. Dabam is matter the sikhla b'mehira. It quickly disappears, and it doesn't. There's no lasting impact. Similarly, the Chiddah quotes Ruchai Vital in that Gemara. And he says that the Gemara says the lashon of hevel tzinekes shabbos rabban instead of limut tzinekes, because it's shal tzinekes enam yodim ma shelemdim. They've got no idea what they're learning. The enam shum kavana. They don't understand what they're really saying. In hevel pm in asafa v'lachutz. All it is hevel pm from the lips and outside. It's an entirely external experience. You don't connect with it internally at all. So you seem to have some sort of contradiction here. On the one hand, you said the learning and the avodah of the malachim and of the tinokos is much better than us. And on the other hand, it seems to be that there's nothing to it, it's just hevel. And the answer to this is the kisei hakavod. The pasuk at the end of Parshas Bishalach says, after the Melchama with Amalek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayomer ki yoda keizka melchama l'Hashem b'Amalek midor dor. That Rashi explains, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu places his hand on the Kisei HaKavod and he says, he makes a shvur that he's going to be in Melchama with Amalek forever. Rashi says, why does it say keizka? It should say Kisei HaShem, yud kevav kei. It seems to be both words are cut in half. And he explains that as long as the concept of Amalek exists in the world, that the Kisei HaKavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu can never be complete. The whole idea of Amalek, Ashakarcha Baderech, that everything is just happenstance, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't really involved in the world, he's not really connected to us, that's the idea of Amalek. And as long as that exists, the Kisei HaKavod can't be complete. But when, in the opposite, when we do understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of everything, and we do realize how much he runs the world and runs our lives, then that is what completes the Kisei HaKavod. If that's the case, why isn't it good enough that the Malachim themselves recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Malachim understand who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. They have full appreciation for his Kedusha and his Kavod. So surely it should be enough that they recognize that, and that should create the Kisei HaKavod. The Medrash says that neshamas were created on the first day of the Bria, and our guf was created on the sixth day, and the last day. It says the Medrash, Mzlacha Adam, if a person is doing what he's supposed to be doing, you proceed with the Malachi HaSharis, you're on a higher level than the Malachim. Bimlav, Zvuv Kadamcha, Yatush Kadamcha, Shil Shal Zeh Kadamcha. If a person is not doing what he's supposed to be doing, if a person is giving into his tiredness, then you say to him, you're lower than the Zvuv and the Yatush, the flies and the gnats. Because at least they are doing what they're supposed to be doing, they're doing the Ratz and Abayra. As you, you're going against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. So we see from here that it's actually possible for us to be higher than the Malachim. And what's that based on? It's based on our choice, our Bechira. If we decide and we choose to be the people we're supposed to be, then we will be higher than the Malachim. But if we make the wrong choices, then we'll be much lower than them. We'll be even lower, the lowest, lowest creations. If it's all based on our Bechira, then it turns out that only we can make HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Melech. As we say in Adon Olam, that only after HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created everything, i.e. he's created us, then he was called the Melech. Why? Because when a person is dictating to other people what they should be doing, then he's a dictator, he's not called the Melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Malachim, but the Malachim don't have Bechira. They don't have Bechira, and therefore he can't be their Melech. He can only be the Melech of people who have chosen that he should be their Melech. And you don't find that a dictator has a throne. A throne is something that only a Melech has. And therefore it's only us with our Bechira that we get to choose what to do. And when we do the right thing, we create the throne of our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim have no part in that at all. And now we can go back to the Gemara, the Baal HaSinai. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu went up there and Hashem said, give them an answer, why are you taking the Torah down? So it says, the Gemara goes through how Moshe went through all the different Aseres HaDibros. He says, and he asked the Malachim, you went in Mitzrayim, why do you think this is applicable to you? Then he says, you don't have any other nations that you can learn and copy their gods. How do you think this applies to you? And he says, do you even have kinov at all? Why do you think any of these things apply to you? But we don't find the Malachim responding at all to any of these questions. They're just standing there as if they're not bothered by these questions. And then at the end it says, Yetzahara yesh b'neichem. Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Malachim, do you have a Yetzahara? Miyad haydelo yakadosh baruch hu. Only then, immediately they say, you're right. We can't compete. You've got a Yetzahara. And because you've got a Yetzahara, you've got Bechira. And therefore there's no way we can compete with you. Only you can take down the Torah and bring Kavod Shammai the way it's supposed to be brought. If we understand everything is based on Bechira, then Bechira means as well that it's not just about choosing to do the right thing, but it's about making a conscious choice to do the right thing. When we do things without thinking properly, when we do our Avodas Hashem without putting the right machshavas into it, that's not called proper Bechira. Bechira is only really when you actually make a conscious choice and decision to do the right thing. Ramchal Mesias Yisharim says that the machshavas behind the Maisa are the most important part of the Maisa when it comes to Avodas Hashem. The service HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from Malachim is like the queen expects from her butler. She wants him to be on time, she wants him to be dressed properly, do exactly as she asks, and that's it. There's no personal relationship there. But Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to us, he wants us to come out of the chuppah with him. He wants her to be in his suit. Imagine a person comes home to his wife, and she's prepared a delicious four-course meal, the table's beautiful, and she sits there and she completely ignores him. She doesn't say a word, she's got a face on that she doesn't want to be spoken to. That's not really a healthy relationship. The pasuk says in Keheles, "Emotzi ani mamim aves es ha'isha asher hi metzodim v'charom liba." More bitter than death is a woman who is trapped and her heart is snared. The Gemara says in Yevamos, "Hei chidami ishara." It quotes this pasuk and it says, "What is this wicked woman? What does she do?" Rav Amar, "Mekashta le'tacha mahadra le'gama." She prepares a beautiful table and then she turns her back. The Maharal explains, it's the beautiful table that makes this so bad, that makes her so wicked. Because she lures her husband into a false sense of security. He thinks, hey, they're having a meal together, it's going to improve the relationship. And meanwhile, she's got exactly the opposite idea in mind. It's far more humiliating and hurtful for the husband that she prepared this whole meal than if she didn't do anything at all. As the Maharal says, "Hapirat hazev ibn ishra mitaych kerov hu yaseh ra." This separation that they have between them, because it came from a place where the husband thought it was going to be an event, so they were getting closer together, and then it actually turns out to be the opposite, that's much worse. And unfortunately, sometimes it can be the same with us in a Kodesh Baruch. We think sometimes that we perform our mitzvahs, and we've done them, we've been yotzeh, we did exactly as we were supposed to do, and that's it. We can buy tefillin me'odarim, we can build a beautiful sukkah, we can prepare a beautiful Shabbos meal. But then we turn our back on our Kodesh Baruch Hu by just going through the motions, by not thinking about what we're doing, not having the right machshavas. If we don't put our heart into the ma'isim that we're doing, the avodas Hashem, then our heart as well is made of traps. As it says, as Chazal say, "Rachmana liba boy." The most important thing for our Kodesh Baruch Hu is our heart. Far better is it that a person davens a little bit that has proper kavana than he davens for hours on end, but none of it is with any kavana and any connection at all. And it's the same with all areas of Avodas Hashem. Now we can understand the different Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Vayisyat shebesach tis ha'har." Klal Yisrael stood at the bottom of Har Sinai. Amar Rav Dimi. If you accepted the Torah, very good. But if not, Hashem said he's going to bury us under Har Sinai, which he was holding over us like a barrel. Two questions. First of all, Tosfos and other Rishonim asked that surely Klal Yisrael had already said Na'aseh v'nishma. Why do they need to be forced to accept the Torah? The second question is, why is it said so passively what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael? If a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to kill us, he should say, "Well, I'll kill you." What does it say? "And you will die under this barrel." So, you have to understand what was really going on here. Even though some people seem to understand the Gemara, that it means that Kodesh Baruch Hu held Har Sinai over them and threatened to drop it on them. The Pasha Pshat is that Rav Dimi is saying they were standing Besach Tisahor, which means in the underside of the mountain, i.e. Hashem held them inside the underside of the mountain, like an upturned barrel that he placed on top of them. If so, how are they going to die like that? The Gemara Sanhedrin discusses this exact scenario. What happens if a person takes a big barrel and he puts it on top of someone else and the person dies inside the barrel? Is that considered murder? Is he chayiv? So see the Gemara there for the answer. But what concerns us is how does this person die inside the barrel? Rashi explains that he suffocates. He can't breathe in there. But the Lashon Rashi uses is that it's the Hevel Piv that kills him. If we take this to our Gemara in Shabbos, it's the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is threatening Klal Yisrael. "I'm going to put you inside this barrel. But if your entire Avodah to me is going to be Hevel Piv, if your Avodah is going to be like the Malachim and like the Tinokos, that you're doing it without thinking, you're doing it without having the right machshava, without trying to use the Avodah to connect to me, then Shamtik Varashem, I'm not going to kill you, you're going to die there from the Hevel Peh, you're going to die because your Avodah isn't the right type of Avodah." Going to the first question, they already said Na'aseh v'nishma. But as we know, the Gemara says that the Malachim themselves use the term Na'aseh v'Nishma. It doesn't make Klal Yisrael better than the Malachim by saying Na'aseh v'Nishma. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to them that your Nishma has to be a different type of Nishma. Rashi explains that there's two types of Shmiah in the Torah. There's a hearing where you just hear with your ears. It's just a physical hearing. It goes into your ears and that's it. There's another type of hearing where you actually internalize what you've heard and you act based upon what you've heard. Rashi says the way you can see which type of hearing it's talking about is based on the unkas. When it's talking about a physical hearing, very passive, that you just hear it and that's it, unkas uses the word v'shama or some variation. If it's an active shmiah, if it's a shmiah where you're planning on listening and hearing and acting on it, then it uses the term makabah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Klal Yisrael and he says, "Im atem mekabelim haTorah mutav." If you're mekabel haTorah, then good. What does that mean? If your nishma is a Kabbalah type of nishma, if your hearing is with the intention to actually act on it, to listen, internalize what you've heard and act on it, then mutav, that's good. But if your nishma is a passive nishma, if it's all it's going to be is like the malachim, then there's no need for you. I've got the malachim who do exactly the same thing. And the malachim do it without chet. Why do I need to give it to you to do it with chet? Indeed, Ungus translates Na'aseh v'Nishma as Na'avid v'Mekabah. I.e. Klal Yisrael Taka did have in mind that it should be a Kabbalah. But the Tosefta in Baba Kama says, a list of people who are guilty of Geneva's Das. And among that list, he says, V'chein Matzinu k'shoho Yisrael oimdu nifrei ha-Sinai. So too, when Klal Yisrael was standing in front of ha-Sinai, Bikshu v'Gnev Das ha-Aliyona. They sought to steal the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. Shenema k'ela shediba Hashem Na'aseh v'Nishma. Everything that Hashem says, we're just going to do. We'll just follow whatever you do, whatever you tell us to do. Dain Abramsky and Chazen Yecheska explains this to Sefta exactly as we've been saying. Kona Shadeva Hashem Na'aseh v'Nishma, Hainu Kamalachi Asharei She'ein Lahem Bechira. When Klal Yisrael stood there and they said, we want to accept the Torah, the intention, despite saying Na'aseh v'Nishma as a Kabbalah, the intention was really to be nothing better than Malachi Asharei. The intention was just to be beings who have no Bechira, Hashem tell us what to do, we'll do it, no questions asked. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu obviously was not happy with that. And therefore, in Parshas Vayeschanan, when this story is retold, they actually switched the order. And Moshe Rabbeinu relates how Klal Yisrael said to him, that we'll listen and we'll do, v'shamanu v'asinu. And we find that Kodesh Baruch Hu was happy with this approach, and the next pasuk says, "Tivu kol asher dibiru." What you said is good. But then the pasuk after that, he says, "Miyitin v'hoi levavam zeh lahem le'ira yisi v'lishma es kometz v'yisai kol hayom." If only Klal Yisrael actually would engage levavam, engage their hearts to be over me, to fear me, and to do my mitzvahs. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu knew that despite what they'd said, despite the fact that they'd said it would be a Kabbalah, that they'd accept the Torah to do it, in a way where they are thinking and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew what was really going to happen. And in fact, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, one of the reasons the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed is Yan ki nigash am hazeh b'fiv v'svasov, v'svasov kibdoni. Because these people draw close to me with their mouths, and with their lips they honor me. V'libo yericha u'meni, but really their hearts are very far from me. That's here also, v'yisi mitzvah sanoshim in the modern. Really their yira is simply on autopilot. It's all automatic. They're not really thinking about what they're doing. And if that's the case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash is simply done on autopilot, I don't need the Beis HaMikdash. I don't need that kind of avodah. That kind of avodah I get much better from the Malachim. If that's all you're going to offer me, then there's no need for a Beis HaMikdash. Parami Yafa says, that a maisa of avodah Hashem without machshava is the same as a guf without a neshama. If that's the case, we can go back to the Medrash we said before. The Medrash said that we have a choice whether to be a guf or a neshama. Before we said that if you do the right thing, you're choosing to be a neshama. If you do the wrong thing, you're choosing to be a guf. But it's even deeper than that. Based on this Parami Yafa, we can say if a person chooses to do the right thing while having the right machshavas, then he's a neshama. Then he's a guf with a neshama, and then he's higher than the malachim. Then he's created before the malachim. But even if you're doing the right thing, but you're doing it without the right machshavas, then you're just a guf. There's no guf without a neshama. If you're just a guf, then you're much lower than the malachim. Taking this back to Yaakov Avinu, the pasuk tells us that the ladder, which represents HaSinai, was Rosh HaMagia HaShemayimah, which is the remnant of the Tachlis of HaSinai. Tachlis of Hasidim is that our heads, our Rosh, will be Magia HaShemayim, will take a reach up to Shemayim, will be thinking and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu while we're doing our Avodas Hashem. And this is a battle we face every day. Sometimes we find ourselves having tremendous kavanah while we're davening, thinking about what we're doing when we're giving tzedakah and chesed. But other times it's all a bit of a blur. Other times it's much harder to concentrate and it just passes by and we don't even realize what we've just done. The pasuk says, the malachim oilim v'yoridim bay. There's machlekes in the medrash, what does it mean? First pshat is, the malachim are going up and down the ladder. But the pashtus, malachim don't really need the ladder to go up and down. So the second pshat of the medrash is, they were going up and down in Yaakov Avinu. What does that mean? Based on what we've been saying, it means that based on our actions as Yaakov, as Bnei Yisrael, when we are doing what we're supposed to be doing, we're having the right kavanas, then we are oila above the malachim. The malachim are yored. On the other hand, when we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, when our ma'isim, even if we're doing ma'isim tovim, we don't have the right machshavas, then the malachim are above us. They are oila above us. Says the Zohar Sirotskin in Nazanar in the Torah, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnase Vayayimah Ochi Nesh Hashem Bawakim Azeh Valnechi Leyadati. Yaakov and Israel need to wake up from their sleep. And they need to say, Ochi Nesh Hashem Bawakim Azeh, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all our ma'isim. We need to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to stop the Anoichi Leyadati. We need to stop being in a matzah where we don't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we don't have the idea about what we're doing when we're doing our ma'isim. Besides for comparing the dream to Har Sinai, another explanation given in the Medrash is that it's also a remez to the Beis HaMikdash. Be'ezus Hashem, if we internalize this lesson of the allusion to the Har Sinai, we're zeichet to see the Beis HaMikdash itself when it's rebuilt, the B'mirah B'yaminu Amen. Amen.
Today's Torah away, Zion Kislev, 7th of December, was given by Rabbi Yitzchok Posen. And the subject was Oilim Vyardim Bok.